Cloud Forest, Monteverde in Costa Rica. Monteverde in Costa Rica is an amazing spot for nature, adventure, hiking and bird watching. It is a magical forest of thick lush green vegetation hidden in the mist. The trees and plants hide an amazing diversity of wildlife. This is the best place to see some of Costa Rica's rainforest animals, including toucans, sloths, porcupines and vipers. When to go? The best time to go to Monteverde is in the dry season, which starts mid-December and ends at the beginning of May. I do not recommend the rainy season, but if you do not mind the rain, it is all right to experience a moist environment in September and October. One thing to remember is that Monteverde is located at the top of Costa Rica's continental divide at 1,500 meters of elevation. That means it can get quite windy and cold, especially in the evenings. Make sure you take some warm clothes on your adventure. Cloud forests and amazing vegetation. There are three different cloud forest reserves to choose from: Santa Elena Cloud Forest, Monteverde Cloud Forest, and Children's Eternal Cloud Forest. All are amazing. We went to hike in the Monteverde Cloud Forest Reserve. It is one of the most popular places and it is the most crowded one too. The trails are amazing and there is lots of vegetation to see. We were lucky enough to meet a family of white-nosed coatis on our way. The view from the hanging bridge was the most amazing view over all the cloud forest. We could see lots of rare endemic plants, trees, and blossoming trees. Some seemed to be truly surreal. We saw some beautiful orchids, bromeliads, lichen, and passiflora. The shapes and the colors of the plants were just amazing. Zip lines. If you are an outdoor person and you love adventure, this activity is just for you. We did it with our 7-year-old daughter and she loved it. We took the most extensive zipline tour ever. There were 13 ziplines on this tour with the company Selvatura, which we highly recommend. This canopy zipline tour has 15 platforms and is 1 kilometer long, or 0.6 miles. It was built inside a virgin cloud forest. At the end of the tour, you can choose to go like a Batman, lying flat on the zipline, being attached somewhere on your back and head down, which might be scary, but well worth it. They also have a camera on top of the helmet for an extra price of $50 for two, if you want to record all the views and the people ziplining with you. At the end of the last platform, they additionally have a Tarzan swing. Night walk. It is an intense way to see wildlife. In total, Costa Rica has a total of 100 mammal species, 400 bird species, and 161 species of amphibians and reptiles. Most of the animals are nocturnal, and this is the time when all living creatures crawl out at night. The walk is for approximately 2 hours and you walk in the deep darkness of the forest surrounded by the sounds of screeching monkeys and crickets. You can expect some snakes, red-eyed stream frogs, sleeping sloths and tarantulas to be active at night. You cannot miss this activity.